bringing you the very best of original music composed for films, television, and video games. This is Cinematic Sound.
Music from the video game Dead Space with original score composed by Ryan Shore. Not a bad way to open up the second part of our Halloween special. My name is Eric Woods and I'm your host. And I really hope you're enjoying today's program. This is our second part of our 2012 Halloween special. Coming up during this part, we'll have music from John Debney, Harry Manfredini, Steve Jablonski, Charles Bernstein, Michael Kamen, and some new horror music from Christopher Young. We'll also feature music by Daniel Licht and Christian Sensini. So let's jump right back in it, shall we? We will now play music by John Debney, and we'll feature some hard-to-find music from the 1997 film The Relic. This is a solid film, but unfortunately it didn't do well at the box office, and a score album was never commercially released. However, John Debney produced a promo album, kindly sent it to me a long time ago, and the score has been a longtime favorite of mine during the Halloween season, especially this incredible cue called The Relic.
Thank you.
Music from The Relic, original score composed and conducted by John Debney. That film was released way back in 1997. Now, I'm not a big fan of the Friday the 13th series of films. However, I did get a kick out of Friday the 13th Part 6, Jason Lives, which, besides the original film, I think is the best Friday the 13th film with the best revival of Jason ever. Unfortunately, I never got my hands on the Friday the 13th soundtrack box set released by La La Land Records. Or, if I did, I would have played the incredible prologue and main title cue from Friday the 13th 6. But since I have never played any Friday the 13th music on the show, ever, let's go back to the beginning and play music from the first film released in 1980. And La La Land Records actually has made available the soundtrack to the first film on its own away from the box set, which I think is just a great idea because there are fans of the Friday the 13th film scores, and more specifically just that first score and not so much all of them. So this is the way for fans to get a hold of just that first kind of, I guess you'd say, classic nostalgic score. As I said, the film was released in 1980, the first Friday the 13th film. Here is the track called Overlay of Evil and main title composed by Harry Manfredini. The overlay of Evil and main title from the original Friday the 13th, released in 1980 with original score composed by Harry Manfredini. Now, another classic character from the 1980s horror film genre, besides Jason, and Jason really wasn't in the first one, well, he wasn't the killer in the first film, another very popular character was Freddy, and I loved the Freddy character from the Nightmare on Elm Street films, especially during his debut in the first film in 1984. Now, he became more of a parody of himself in each subsequent sequel, which is too bad because I thought he was just absolutely creepy and downright eerie. But at the time, he did have a dark, is such an easy word to say it, but just a dark sense of humor. Now, Freddy, of course, is the Dream Master, and he has the ability to haunt and kill you in your dreams. Now, in the original film, he was burned alive in the boiler room where he worked by an angry mob of the parents whose children he terrorized and murdered. Years after his death, the children whose parents were responsible for Krueger's death, including Nancy Thompson, daughter of the police officer who arrested Krueger, are experiencing terrifying nightmares involving a burned man wearing a glove with razor blades on the fingers. In these films, Freddy was always portrayed by the legendary Robert Englund. Now, as I said, the original film came out in 1994. Numerous sequels followed, but the original score for the first film was composed by Charles Bernstein, and he wrote one of the genre's greatest main themes. Skip ahead to 2010, and producer Michael Bay resurrected the franchise and rebooted the original film. This film would be a much more gritty, gory, and violent film than the original, and a lot less clever and inventive in the process. Jack Earl Haley would portray Freddy in this rebooted film, and Steve Jablonsky would provide an effective score. In order to contrast the two scores and their styles, here is the main title piece from both films, starting with Bernstein's score and concluding with Jablonsky's.
Harry's coming for you. 3, 4, better lock your door. 5, 6, grab your crucifix. 7, 8, gonna stay up late. 9, 10, never sleep again.
Music from two Nightmare on Elm Street films. That last piece was the main title from Steve Jablonsky's score for the reboot in 2010, and off the top we heard Charles Bernstein's magnificent main title from the original Nightmare on Elm Street, released in 1984. We have to take a break, but when we return, we will hear a very lengthy suite of music from a 1997 film called Event Horizon, with original score composed by Michael Kamen, who collaborated with the electronica group Orbital. We also have music from Pet Sematary, Sinister, Dexter, and Hyde's Secret Nightmare coming up in the program as well. We'll be right back right after this.
From Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to our 2012 Halloween special. You're listening to it right here on Cinematic Sound Radio. My name's Eric Woods, and I'm your host, and I really hope you're enjoying the program. Up next is music from an interesting film, one that I actually really like, called Event Horizon, and features an original score composed by Michael Kamen, who provided the organic orchestral palette, and he collaborated with Orbital, an electronica group who provided some interesting electronics and unique sound design in the score. It is a bizarre pairing of composing teams. You know, Michael Kamen, Orbital, how would this all work? How would it all come together? But it did, and forms one of Michael Kamen's most original and interesting scores of his career. You can hear some truly unique electronic sounds, clicks, taps, processed vocals, and drum loops. All are matched wonderfully with Kamen's beautiful orchestrations. The two styles of music complement each other really well in this kind of atonal score. While the tone and musical styles do change rather rapidly, which might be too jarring for some listeners, I find this to be a challenging and incredibly rewarding listen. It really is one of Michael Kamen's, I guess, most underrated scores, and I think his collaboration with Orbital was just a stroke of genius. This is a fantastic album. It is creepy as all hell, and I'm going to present for you right now a 14-minute suite, which is basically the first track off of the album called The Forward Decks. This is music from the 1997 film Event Horizon, featuring music by Michael Kamen and Orbital. Music co-composed by Michael Kamen and Orbital for the 1997 film Event Horizon. A great, great score. And if you can find it, I highly recommend you pick it up. Another quick break is ahead, but on the flip side, you will hear a chilling track from one of the best horror scores ever composed, Elliot Goldenthal's Pet Sematary, and will premiere some music from Christopher Young's new score, which is an inventive score, to Sinister. We'll be right back right after this.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Music from the 1989 adaptation of Stephen King's Pet Sematary. The track was called The Return Game, one of the creepiest scores you'll ever hear, with music composed by Elliot Goldenthal. Now, Christopher Young has been the king of the horror genre since, Well, I guess since his career began, he's written some of the all-time horror classics, including his two Hellraiser scores and most recently Drag Me to Hell, which he wrote a terrific score to a few years ago. Now, with Sinister, Young reinvents himself and yet is still able to create some of the most terrifying and bizarre music the genre has ever witnessed. This is Young's actual first ever synth sound design film score, something that he's actually been wanting to do for a very, very, very long time. Now, the album itself is basically a reinvention of ideas from the score proper. The album is more of a concept album than an actual film score album. However, Young has presented a 9-minute plus cue that is a straightforward presentation of music from the actual score. There's sound effects, synth effects, samples, you name it, this score pretty much has it. My first listen was a bit jarring. I hate dubstep with a passion, and that type of music is found in this score as well. But the score only cue, which is what we're going to feature for you right now, is one of the finest and most original cues of the year. Here is a track called Sin Sitter Suite, with original score composed by Christopher Young from the film Sinister. Thank you. The Sin Sister Suite from Sinister, with original score composed by Christopher Young, and the original soundtrack recording is available on Verez Zeraband Records. Okay, one last break, and to end off the show, I'm going to showcase an up-and-coming composer who kindly sent us some music to play on the program. The film is Hyde's Secret Nightmare, and the composer is Christian Sensini. But before we get to that, and right out of the break, I'll play you one of my favorite tracks from the brilliant showcase television series, Dexter. We'll be right back right after this.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound. That was the blood theme from Dexter, composed by Daniel Licht. Interesting little note about that theme. It wasn't initially supposed to be the secondary main theme for the program. The main theme, the main title theme, was actually written by Rolf Kent. But this blood theme was actually featured over one short scene in the opening episode. But then the producers fell in love with it. And then that theme became the show's end title theme, and pretty much the main theme written for Dexter, the blood, and his monster inside his head in the program itself. I love that theme, and anytime it pops up the show, it's just great to hear. Well, we've come to the end of today's program, but before we say goodbye, we have one more score to play for you here on our 2012 Halloween special. Composer Christian Sensini contacted me a few weeks ago and asked if I would be interested in listening to his score to Hyde's Secret Nightmare, a score that has just been released on Kronos Records. I said sure and promised I'd play it on the program. Well, what a better way for me to premiere this man's music and score than right here on our Halloween special. Sensini has been writing for film for a few years now. He's a piano player and a flutist with classical and jazz backgrounds. He's been nominated for the Jerry Goldsmith Award for Best Score,
by the BSO Spirit numerous times. Hyde's Secret Nightmare is a bizarre and erotic rendition of Robert Louis Stevenson's The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Composer Sensini explains his music for the film this way. For my part, it's a personal tribute to the many international masters, Goldsmith, Herman, North, and Italian composers, such as Ennio Morricone, who made this genre, the horror genre, a great one. All the tracks were composed and recorded by me in my recording studios in Italy. I didn't try to imitate a real orchestra through technology. On the contrary, I wanted to use the digital sound palette I had at my disposal in a creative way in order to recreate a new sound floating above dreams, reality, and nightmares. In the soundtrack, there aren't any evident leitmotifs, as I chose to use a simple three-note descending melody which constantly returns in almost every track, but in a very different way. This is a very impressive score, and has an, as Sensini explained, many different influences, and one that I think that he forgot to mention was John Carpenter. You're going to hear some Carpenter-esque music near the end of the suite as well. This is a really interesting album, and I highly recommend that if you do like horror music, then I highly recommend you pick up this album, which is available right now on Kronos Records. This is music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Hyde's Secret Nightmare with original score composed by Christian Sensini. And this score will end off today's program, our Halloween 2012 special. Hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please email me at cinematicsound@yahoo.com. Or if you'd like, just send me a message in the comments section on this very page. Thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.